AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Coronavirus cases are at their lowest level in 8 months. Deaths have dropped to their lowest point in more than a year, and there are fewer positive tests now than when the pandemic began.
Today is a great day for America.
President Biden is summing up the new guidance.
If you've been fully vaccinated, you no longer need to wear a mask.
The CDC says there are exceptions. All people, vaccinated or not, should still wear masks in crowded indoor settings like hospitals and while traveling. But there's no need in most indoor settings and outdoors, even in crowds.
This is an exciting and powerful moment.
CDC Chief Rochelle Walensky says the unvaccinated should still wear masks indoors. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Biden says he thinks the hackers who hit the Colonial Pipeline are in Russia, but aren't with the Russian government. The company is resuming operations, but it will take time to get fuel supplies back to normal.
We expect to see a region-by-region return to normalcy beginning this weekend and continuing into next week.
Two Florida deputies fired for their inaction during the Parkland School massacre in 2018 are expected to get their jobs back.
A Broward County Circuit judge has ruled deputies Brian Miller and Joshua Stambaugh should be reinstated to their jobs with back pay. The ruling is based on a 180-day deadline for taking disciplinary action against law enforcement officers, which was missed in both cases. Both law enforcement officers were faulted for waiting outside Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School instead of rushing in and confronting gunman Nicholas Cruz. A third deputy was also fired, not only for driving away from the scene, but also for failing to write up a tip that Cruz had been making threats on social media about shooting up a school. I'm Jackie Quinn.
This is AP News. Philadelphia's top health official is forced to resign. The AP's Mike Gracia explains.
Dr. Thomas Farley, the Philadelphia Health Commissioner, was forced to resign Thursday after Mayor Jim Kenney said he learned Farley had human remains from the 1985 bombing of MOVE headquarters cremated and disposed of without notifying family members. In a statement, Mayor Kenney said Farley's decision in 2017 was his alone. In a statement, Farley said he made the decision not wanting to cause more anguish for the families of the victims. In 1985, Philadelphia police were trying to evict the black organization MOVE from its headquarters and bombed it. The fire spread to more than 60 row homes and 11 people died, including 5 children. I'm Mike Gracia.
A 3M scientist who developed the adhesive that holds up one of the nation's best-known products, Post-it Notes, has died. 3M says Spencer Silver died at his home on May 8th. He was 80. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.